When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy is a safe space where you can share what's on your mind, whether it's stress, sadness, worries, or relationship issues, without fear or judgment. The therapist is there to listen, ask questions, and help you see things from new perspectives. They can provide insights and teach techniques to manage emotions, reduce stress, and make positive changes in your life. While therapy can be costly, there are affordable options available, like online therapy platforms. BetterHelp is the sponsor of this episode, and they are on a mission to make starting therapy easier. BetterHelp is a platform where therapists and their clients can communicate effectively and get the most out of therapy. Starting therapy is easy with BetterHelp. Fill out a questionnaire and you will match with a therapist in as little as a couple days. One of the best features of BetterHelp is that if the first therapist doesn't feel like the right fit, you can easily switch to another one until you find someone you really connect with. They carefully make sure therapists on the platform are well qualified, and their customer support team is there to help if you have any questions. If you're struggling and think you'd benefit from a therapy session, click the link in the description or go to betterhelp.com/Anne and get 10% off your first month of therapy. Anne of the Island, Chapter 30. Mrs. Skinner's Romance. Anne stepped off the train at Valley Road Station and looked about to see if anyone had come to meet her. She was to board with a certain Miss Janet Sweet, but she saw no one who answered in the least to her preconception of that lady, as formed from Esther's letter. The only person in sight was an elderly woman sitting in a wagon with mailbags piled around her. Her face was as round and red as a harvest moon and almost as featureless. She wore a tight black cashmere dress made in the fashion of 10 years ago, a little dusty black straw hat trimmed with bows of yellow ribbon, and faded black lace mitts.
"Here you!"
she called, waving her whip at Anne.
"Are you the new Valley Road school ma'am?"
"Yes."
"Well, I thought so. Valley Road is noted for its good-looking school ma'ams, just as Millersville is noted for its only ones. Janet Sweet asked me this morning if I could bring you out. I said, certain I can if she don't mind being scrunched up some. A sprig of mine's kinder small for the mailbags, and I'm some heftier than Thomas. Just wait, miss, until I shift these bags a bit and I'll tuck you in somehow. It's only 2 miles to Janet's. Her next-door neighbor's hired boy is coming for your trunk tonight. My name is Skinner. Amelia Skinner."
Anne was eventually tucked in, exchanging amused smiles with herself during the process.
"Jog along, black mare,"
commanded Mrs. Skinner, gathering up the reins in her pudgy hands.
"This is my first trip on the mail road. Thomas wanted to hoe his turnips today, so he asked me to come. So I just sat down and took a standing up snack and started. Sort of like it. Of course, it's rather tedious. Part of the time I sits and thinks, and the rest of the time I just sits. I jog along, black mare. I want to get home early. Thomas is terrible lonesome when I'm away. You see, we haven't been married for very long."
"Oh," said Anne politely.
"Just a month. Thomas courted me for quite a spell, though. It was real romantic.
Anne tried to picture Mrs. Skinner on speaking terms with Romance and failed. Oh, she said again.
Yes. You see, there was another man after me. Jog along, Black Bear. I'd been a widow so long, folks had given up expecting me to marry again. But when my daughter, she's a schoolma'am like you, went out west to teach, I felt real lonesome and wasn't no wise thought against the idea. Bonby Thomas began to come up, and so did the other feller, William Obadiah Seaman, his name was. For a long time, I couldn't make up my mind which of them to take. And they kept coming and coming. I kept worrying. You see, W.O. was rich. He had a fine place and carried considerable salve. He was by far the best match. A jog along, Black Mare.
Why didn't you marry him? Asked Anne.
Well, you see, he didn't love me,
answered Mrs. Skinner solemnly. Anne opened her eyes widely and looked at Mrs. Skinner, but there was not a glint of humor on that lady's face. Evidently, Mrs. Skinner saw nothing amusing in her own case.
He'd been a widder man for 3 years, and his sister kept his house for him. Then she got married, and he just wanted someone to look after his house. It was worth looking after, too, mind you that. It's a handsome house. Jog along, Black Mare. As for Thomas, he was poor. And if his house didn't leak in the dry weather, it was about all that could be said for it, though it looks kind of picturesque. Well, you see, I love Thomas. I ain't care one red cent for W.O. So I argued it out with myself. Sarah Crow, say I. Well, my first was a crow. You can marry your rich man if you like, but you won't be happy. Folks can't get along together in this world without a little bit of love. You just better tie up to Thomas. He loves you, and you love him, and nothing else ain't going to do you. Jog along, Black Mare. So I told Thomas I'd take him. All the time I was getting ready, I never dared drive past W.O.'s place for fear the sight of the fine house of his would put me in the swithers again. But now I never think of it at all, and I'm just that comfortable and happy with Thomas. A jog along, Black Mare.
How did William Obadiah take it? Queried Anne.
Oh, he rumpused a bit. But he's going to see a skinny old maid in Millersville now, and I guess she'll take him fast enough. She'll make him a better wife than his first did. W.O. never wanted to marry her. He just asked her to marry him because his father wanted him to, never dreaming but that she'd say no. But mind you, she said yes. There was a predicament for you. Jog along, Black Mare. She was a great housekeeper, but most awful mean. She wore the same bonnet for 18 years. Then she got a new one, and W.O. met her on the road and didn't know her. Jog along, Black Mare. I feel that I'd never escape. I might have married him and been most awful miserable, like my poor cousin Jane Ann. Jane Ann married a rich man she didn't care anything about, and she hasn't the life of a dog. She comes to see me last week and says she, Sarah Skinner, I envy you. I'd rather live in a little hut on the side of the road with a man I was fond of than in my big house with the one I got. Jane Ann's man ain't such a bad sort another, though he's so contrary that he wears his fur coat when the thermometer's at 90. The only way to get him to do anything is to coax him to do the opposite. But there ain't any love to smooth things down. It's a poor way of living. Jog along, Black Mare. There's Jane's place in the hollow. Wayside, she calls it. Quite picture askew, ain't it? I guess you'll be glad to get out of this with all them mailbags jamming around you.
Yes, but I have enjoyed my drive with you very much, said Anne sincerely.
Get away now,
said Mrs. Skinner, highly flattered.
Wait till I tell Thomas that. He always feels dreadful tickled when I get a compliment. Jog along, Black Mare. Well, here we are. I hope you'll get on well in the school, miss. There's a shortcut to it through the mash back of Janet's. If you take that way, be awful careful. If you once got stuck in that black mud, you'd be sucked right down, never seen or heard to tell of again till the day of judgment, like Adam Palmer's cat. Jog along, Black Mare.
Thank you.
That was Chapter 30 of Anne of the Island. Mrs. Skinner was read by Mo Beatty, and Anne Shirley was read by me, Mary Kate Wiles. It is also recorded and edited by me. Special thanks to patrons Rachel Belinsky, Larissa Jones, Katie, Deborah Shapiro, and Phoebe Shaylor. Executive produced by Allie Burtz Brown, Warren Day, Jane Leach, Liesl Perrine, and Justin Waterman. Support this project on Patreon at patreon.com/mkwiles to get access to the entire book, early episodes, ad-free episodes, and more. Thank you very much for your support. Chapter 31 will be coming next week.